NPR.
If you follow the news, you're going to be bombarded with people making predictions. Gas prices are going to keep falling, or they're going to go up. Congress is not going to pass this bill by the end of the year, or it will pass it immediately. Now, these people are just talking. They're just like semi-experts, saying one thing, saying another. But, you know, I might trust them more if they stood to lose or gain some money on this. You know, if they were making a bet, if they stood to profit if they were right and lose if they were wrong. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods. Joined here today by my former colleague, Jacob Goldstein. Welcome to the show.
Woo! Hi, Darian.
Good to have you.
It's fun to be here talking to you. Yeah, thanks.
So you host a podcast now called What's Your Problem? This is from that podcast, an episode about betting markets.
Yeah, so recently for this show, What's Your Problem? I interviewed the co-founder of this pretty new company that is essentially a market where ordinary people can bet their own money on what's going to happen in the future, you know, on what bills Congress is going to pass, on how high inflation is going to be. And if it works, if this market grows and pulls in lots of people making lots of bets, it could be a new tool for helping us think about the future. That's after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor American Express Business. With features and benefits like membership rewards points and flexible payments, Amex business cards are built for business. Don't do business without it. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businesscards.
I recently talked to the co-founder of this new exchange where people can bet on real-world events. Her name is Luana Lopez Lara, and the exchange is called Kalshi.
KALSHI.com.
You got to spell it every time.
I do. It's a hard name.
What is the name?
My co-founder is from Lebanon. So Kalshi in Arabic means everything.
Means everything.
Right.
Luana and her co-founder did internships on Wall Street trading desks when they were in college. And it was sort of surprising to them that something like Kalshi didn't already exist in the US. So they looked into it. Why hadn't somebody already created a market where people can bet on events?
The answer is plain and clear. It was regulation. Basically, the background is events are deemed as commodities, and commodity derivatives trading are regulated by the CFTC.
The Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The CFTC had allowed one small prediction market, and that was called PredictIt. PredictIt was started by some academics, actually in my home country, in New Zealand. PredictIt let a small number of people bet a limited amount of money on election outcomes. It was run as a not-for-profit. It was there to study prediction markets. But earlier this month, the CFTC said that PredictIt hadn't followed the rules that it had promised to follow, and PredictIt would have to shut down by early next year.
I talked with Luana before this thing happened with the CFTC and PredictIt, but she told me that it took Kalshi, it took her company, more than a year just to get CFTC approval for their own market. And, you know, clearly they are trying to stay on the regulator's good side.
We wanted to, you know, start slow and make sure we are not breaking things. I think we worked very hard on the regulatory piece, so we want to make sure we keep everything going the right way.
Move slow and don't break things. You're the right. Anti-Facebook.
Exactly. We are the anti-Facebook, for sure.
Kalshi, for now, is playing it safe. It doesn't let you make bets about elections, but you can bet on some political questions, like will the federal government forgive student loans this year? And there are a lot of economic things that you can bet on, like whether the economy will shrink in the second half of the year.
And yeah, so just to like really talk through how Kalshi works, let's look at one of these in particular. Let's do mortgage rates, right? Mortgage rates are important for the economy. They're obviously a big deal if you're going to buy a house. So, okay, so on Kalshi right now, you can bet on the question, will mortgage rates go above 6% by the end of the year? And at the moment, the odds on Kalshi on this bet are about 3-1, roughly. So if you bet $100 that mortgage rates will go over 6%, and that happens, you would win around $300.
And the key thing here is that odds move up and down based on how much people are willing to bet. So when you bet that mortgage rates will go over 6%, there is somebody on the other side betting the other way, that they won't go over 6%. And when you look at the odds, that is essentially the market's prediction at this moment of the chances of something happening. Right now, the market, at least the still small market that Kalshi has assembled, the market is saying that mortgage rates probably aren't going to go over 6% this year.
And there is this one other interesting detail about how Kalshi works, right? So if you make that bet on mortgage rates, you don't just have to wait to see if you win or lose and either win big or lose everything. You can actually sell the bet to someone else. So in that way, it's sort of like buying a stock, you know? And then if the market moves in your favor, you can sell it at a profit. If the odds the market moves against you, you can sell at a loss, but you still don't have to lose the entire amount you bet. So it really is this sort of dynamic functional market.
So that's how Kalshi works. And we should add that Kalshi doesn't take a position on any of these bets. It makes money by charging a fee of around 1%. Anyway, Luana and Kalshi did not go to the CFTC, the regulator, and say, we want to start a casino for nerds. No, they had to make a case that Kalshi would actually be useful for people.
The CFTC also regulates these gigantic futures markets in things like wheat and oil. And part of what's going on in those markets is people hedging risks. Farmers can buy futures to lock in the prices of a future harvest. Airlines can use oil futures to protect themselves from swings in the price of fuel. And Luana told me that Kalshi's pitch to the CFTC was that they could, you know, do something similar for ordinary people.
People have a lot of risks that they don't have access to hedging for nowadays. Like, normal people cannot hedge mortgage rates going up or things like gas prices. And these are real risks that normal, everyday American face. And it's the job of the CFTC to regulate the way for them to also get access to these hedging things that the big guys can do.
I will say, it's not clear to me that regular people would, on average, be able to hedge in a useful way using prediction markets. I feel like, to me, what seems like a more interesting possible case for the utility of Kalshi is sort of a wisdom of crowds idea, right? Like the idea that people go on the news or whatever and say things about the future, but like, they might be lying, they might be wrong, they might be saying something because they have an investment they're not telling you about. When people are betting their own money on something that's going to happen in the future, I am more inclined to believe them, right? So if there's a big, well-functioning market where lots of people are betting lots of money on something that's going to happen in the future, that seems like useful information.
Absolutely. We call this like the tax on bullshit, right? It's,
yes.
It's so cheap to just go on Twitter and look at inflation, right? Last year, everyone is like, oh, inflation, it's nothing. Oh, we're going to see hyperinflation. And if you just have a market where people can put money where their mouth is and actually be like, I actually bought this position, this is what I believe in, you really take out a lot of the, you know, just exaggeration for like hype and things like that.
I love this idea of a tax on BS, I have to say. But also, I'm a little bit skeptical. I mean, Kalshi is not going to become this magical oracle that we'll see into the future, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, certainly right now, Kalshi is just this very small market where prices jump around a lot. And even if it gets bigger, you know, obviously the future is inherently uncertain. But it does seem like if Kalshi grows, if there's more trading, if there's more money coming into the market, it will at least be worth considering when we're thinking about the future. Like, it could definitely be a useful complement to what we have now, which is random experts who talk about the future without putting money on the line.
For the full interview, go to Jacob's podcast, What's Your Problem? The show is produced by Corey Bridges with engineering from Robert Rodriguez. It was fact-checked by Catherine Yang. Viet Le is our senior producer, and Kay Kincannon edits the show. The Indicator is a production of NPR.